Item three is a subdivision and rezoning at Sage Creek Boulevard North under file DASZ 36 of 2012.
We will call forward the applicant. I believe Mr. Vogan's here on behalf of the applicant.
Correct.
Welcome, Mr. Vogan. So if you can speak to the matter that's before us here.
Well, very, very quickly, we have been working with the school division for quite a while to find a suitable school site. Once we heard that the province was looking to have bigger schools, we worked with the PSFB and the school board to amend an existing park site by increasing the school site and intruding on the park by 1.44 acres. The advantage we had here was that we could replace that reduction in park with an expansion of a park further south, which will leave us in probably at least as good a shape as we are now, and probably a little better because we'll end up with a better park further south. We had an open house on the topic last week in Sage Creek. About 35 parties signed in attending. All responses were positive, save one who was just worried about having a school so near her house. But that happens from time to time. Generally, everybody wants to see a school in the neighborhood, and it was very roundly supported. I have read the report. Everything in there is fine. There is one detail within there. There are a number of references to a K-8 school. We are not certain as to what type of school the school board intends to put in there. We know it won't be a high school, and as such, all the formal recommendations are fine. But it may be K to 4. We're not too sure. There will be, as we hear, probably a daycare in there as well. But that is just by way of reference to the detail in the report.
Councillor Swandell, I think.
Eric, when you say that you're making up the land with expanded park space further to the south, was that all done? Is it all lands that were in the same dedication process, or was that separate dedication process?
Well, I guess we're working in Sage Creek on an overall dedication plan,
okay.
And the shortfall that will be exacerbated by this smaller park will be offset in a relocation of a park further south.
So, as far as the city perspective of making sure that we have the what the parameters call for green space and those recreational spaces, we're still at where we were at.
Yeah, we're particularly lucky in this park because it was fairly large to begin with. The overall site plus the advantage or the use we were able to make of the hydro corridor space, we probably have still better than 7.5-8 acres of park as well as the school. So it works out pretty well.
Councillor, in terms of the net dedication, they're already over-dedicated by 10 acres. But they are going to make up the specific 1.4 acres in land on top of the 10 that they're already over-dedicated.
Yeah. Dan, I think, had a question.
No, actually, it was along the same lines of overall park area for the neighborhood. So I think we're in good shape here.
And I had a question, actually, Eric, which was we've had some discussions around the council table about existing schools and expanding into park space, but this is not an existing school, right? There's nothing built there yet, so there's no, we're not affecting, deviating from, influencing any other discussions that are going on in as they pertain to the existing schools. This school has yet to be built, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Eric, I do have a question. So, to the best of your knowledge, will this school be confirmed in the upcoming budget?
I'm hearing persistent rumors in that regard. The school board at the open house was very cautious to say that it could take as long as 5 years for a school to be there. The Louisville School Division's five-year capital plan talks about students in the door in 2015 in the fall.
Okay.
What's the school site zoned as?
Multifamily. RMFS, I believe.
So it requires a conditional use for a school then?
That's right.
So have we approved that yet?
No.
No.
There's been no approval. They're going through the planning process right now. Design will follow certainly after we get this approval.
But conditional use, would that go to the...
If it's within 2 years of the application, it comes here.
Yeah.
If it's after 2 years, it goes to the Board of Adjustment.
This one would be after 2 years, I think.
Like, probably.
Any further questions for...
No.
I think we had a comment from administration.
One quick comment that it's 2 years for the registration and the transfer of the land to occur with the Louis Riel School Division is one of our conditions, just to bring that forward.
At this point, I believe the option we have with the school board is about has about another year on it.
Okay.
So they will have the opportunity to take that much time. The subdivision and the inclusion of this extra land would have to happen at the same time as that transfer.
Exactly.
Because you were expecting and requiring that that yes. land be transferred directly to the school division. So if we can speed up the land titles process and get that done within about a year and a half, it'll be successful. I hope I'm not back here for an extension, but it would just be the sheer weight of land titles and things like that slowing us down.
And no other schools in Sage Creek at present.
We laid out the possibility of another site further south in conjunction with a second park.
Okay. But at present, nothing's going
to... No, this is the only site that they have option.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. We also have Jeff Pratt registered in support. Okay. Anyone else who's here in support of the application who is not yet registered? Seeing none, we do have... Two folks registered as being, thank you, Eric. Two folks being registered. We will, you will of course have the right to return to rebut if necessary. Two individuals have registered, Arul Sovid Yeara and Ming Sim Lee. If you wish to come forward and speak, you are registered in opposition.
This is new for me, so I did go for the open house because I got the times wrong for some reason. So I said 5 to 7. I got 7 to 9. We were there at 7. It was done. So I guess my question is, because I wasn't there, I'm actually building on Prairie Smoke right now. So behind me, and the reason I picked Prairie Smoke was because the area behind me was designated or was proposed school or a park slash recreation area. And now it's being rezoned. And I think it's more of a question as to what it's going to become. Because we bought it with the intention of thinking, oh, that's going to be a park, great, no neighbors behind us. And now it's, I'm not sure what multifamily means. Is that like a condo, a townhouse?
It'll be, it depends where on Prairie Smoke you live.
I'm actually where the rezonings happen. So like the fourth house in.
Are you close to Edward Turner Drive?
I can actually show you where my lot is, also on this map. Yeah, so that's kind of when. And then figure out where my house is. Shoot, so 1, 2, 3, 4. That's where I'm going to be. Yeah.
I think so, where the confusion perhaps is here is when they did the subdivision, the lands that are optioned for schools are pre-zoned to some sort of residential. In this case, it was multifamily. So if the schools do not exercise their option, then they can just be developed as whatever the residential is. So in this case, what you're seeing is the land is actually being used for constructing a school on it. And the other parcel is the parkland. So they're just going from the site that they already had approved, pre-approved for zoning that was optioned for a school, and it's going to now just... They're going to take some of the PR zone land, which would have been the regular park space, because the school is getting bigger. There's no other use that's changing on there. There's still going to be park use and school use.
Can we reassure that what's going in behind you is not housing, but rather is...
I guess that's where your house is. Yeah, that'd be awesome. So I'm going to be here.
You're close to Edward Turner?
I'm close to Edward Turner. Yes. So I think that's where my confusion is. I thought this was moving.
What was the address?
She's the fifth house off Ed Turner.
Okay.
Yeah, so the zoning was already there.
Like this house? Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Which house?
Artista?
Oh, up here.
Artista, yeah.
Right here, right?
So we talked to them, and
right.
That's we were told they didn't know what was happening.
Rob Gostek, she was straight in the summer.
Sure. Because I missed your open house here.
Is there multifamily being built on there?
For her.
No. Sorry?
There's no multifamily being built on there. There's a school being built on there. It's always been zoned multifamily.
It was zoned to multifamily under DAS Ed 12 of 10. So back in 2010, it was zoned to multifamily. There is a secondary plan for the area as well, though, showing that the long-term intent was for this to be a school site.
Okay.
Schools don't necessarily have to pursue an option to purchase and develop there. So that's, you know, although looking at our report and everything within it and within the long-term plan for the area, that it is a designated school site. The long-term intent is for a school site to go there, and all communication that we've had through our parks people has been that the school wants to pursue this site.
Okay.
So we've had very good indication that they seem to want to go through with the whole thing.
That. Okay, so I think it's just me reading that notice board that went up that in my head it looked like it was being rezoned from park/recreation.
Which is correct.
To multifamily.
The land that you border was always zoned RMF.
Right.
Okay.
This is just adding another 1.4 acres.
That way, and propose school for now?
It'll be a school.
That's good.
It's all going to be a school, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's all I think I wanted in my head, because I wasn't sure if there was going to be, if it was going the other way around.
No, that's a fair question.
Yeah, and that was all I had in my head. So I was like, oh, please don't be like a 5-story condominium behind my house. That's actually all I had. So I'm good.
That's the intent.
Awesome. You can change from in opposition to I support the school.
All right. We don't get that often.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, actually. Is there anyone else who did not register who is here in opposition to the proposal? Seeing no one, I will ask Councillor Randall, I think, to... Oh, I'm sorry.
Eric might want to clarify everything that we said here. Just because you want to make sure that everybody understands the issue here, is that there's an expansion of the multifamily zoning to accommodate the school, which is going on that site. And the reason they want it rezoned is because they don't want two separate zonings on one parcel. So the whole parcel now will be multifamily.
Right.
I'll let Mr. Bogan do his job.
Yeah, I have a concern, as I often do when dealing with real estate representatives of builders. They don't quite have the story straight, even though we jam it to them. I will say that when we came up with the idea of expanding the school site, there were four homes that would have backed onto park that now would then back onto school. We took those off the market. There was one lot that was sold. We moved that homeowner so that they didn't have to face this change. We're on top of this when we can be. I apologize on behalf of Artista. They had the information at hand to let you know what was going on there. And please check the website and ask any questions you have.
I'm driven
to school. Now, there is one question I understand. I had thought I had seen an extension of time if we needed one in order to get the plan registered in the documents.
But there's no provision to provide an extension for the transfer.
Right, and the bylaw.
Well.
So.
Which is normal. We normally do have one in there, so it's not...
Was there one? There's a provision for an extension for the bylaw or the registration of the plan?
Registration of the plan has the option for extension provision in it.
Well, that's the only one I'm worried about. Council's not going to go sideways on me, are they?
Never.
But you also need that transfer of the land.
With me. Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, because we tied them together because we want. If for some reason it doesn't proceed, we wanted it to all collapse together so we could clean up the books and make sure it's clean.
And if it goes, it goes.
Okay, well, if you, we could get an extension of that so that land titles problems don't...
Can we change the dates to 24 months in this process?
Well, we can put in, it's actually standard wording that we may have just missed. So
see, it, this is saying 12 months and 1 year.
That's a different provision, though. The one I'm looking at is 6.
Well, you got 2 years in there, which should be more than enough time, I would think.
Within 2 years, but there's no provision for extension in there. And normally our clause actually does have it.
The only thing I'm concerned about is land titles, which is amazing these days. But, you know, otherwise it puts the heat on the school, which is fine with me.
As long as you got 2 years without opposition and any amendment, it would go priority zoning with no opposition.
If we don't make the amendment. Opposition unless...
she changed her...
She's changing it. Change it.
Okay, there's two.
Okay, so hang on here.
Sorry.
Eric, what are you asking for?
I'm happy the way it is.
You're happy the way it is.
Do you want any change?
Sure.
Okay. No changes? Okay. Rochelle, is there two... registered
on
the same
happy.
Form?
So.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So
happy.
If they're changing their opposition to support, then it will go
can
straight
you sign
to
up
EDC.
Okay.
And they've agreed to do that.
They're both in support. Okay. And Eric's happy with the way it is.
Okay, so we're both, right. both individuals who have registered in opposition are now in support. Let's clarify that.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. Did you take the
no yeah.
I almost understand what we did, but yeah. It seems like we got back to the beginning somehow. So.
Okay.
I'm ready to move some motions.
I'll speak to it as well eventually, but
I'll move
the
reports of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary to
I'll move the receipt of representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I'll move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to EPC via the priority rezoning process.
Wish to speak to that?
Following supporting reasons, I think that this is a very positive initiative for the entire southeast quadrant of the city of Winnipeg. Sage Creek, we all know, is a fast-growing, vibrant community with lots of young people that need to go to school in the community. And this has been talked about for a little bit, and I'm glad to... I don't want to jinx it, but I think there's good news coming.
I had a little previous chat with Councillor Vandell about this because it's difficult. I thought it would be difficult for me to support this given the issues that we have with schools going on in Waverly West. But I was very pleased to see that there is the offset of the land in the 1.4 acres. The challenge that we have out in Waverly West is that they're just acquiring the land and we're shrinking the green space and the recreation space, which is quite different than what's being done here. So I just wanted to make sure I put that comment out there because that's the reason why I'm supporting this. Otherwise, I would be in opposition to it just on that principle because I don't think we should be shrinking what we've done through our development agreement processes just to accommodate the school. Schools are a good thing to have, but so is the green space and those other amenities that we work very hard to get into these developments when we go through our planning processes. So with those comments, I'm happy to support.
And I'm also in support. I know this has been talked about as a top capital priority for Louis Riel School Division. It was in the provincial throne speech, trying to get the land nailed down and to get this thing moving. So I think we're doing our part as the city and the school board and the province can keep pushing forward. So I'm pleased to see this, they get the land part of this nailed down and keep moving forward. So, all those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary, is carried.
I'll move the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary, carried. And that concludes item number three,